Item 1 from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization of payment for the DAS economic development expenditures allocated in the 2014 Milwaukee County Adopted Operating Budget. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit. The chair of that committee did not schedule that item. And at your June meeting, this item was laid over for one meeting cycle.
Excellent. Thank you, Madam Clerk. We have Supervisor Haas, and I have two cards on this item. Feel free to go ahead and share your name. It might be one of the cards I have here.
Kevin Hardman, representing Midwest Bike Share, Inc.
Excellent. And is the other card Diana Jones? Diana Jones, I'm sorry.
I don't need to speak.
Don't need to speak. Okay, gotcha. Thank you so much. Supervisor Haas, you have the floor.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, committee members. What we have before you, I believe, currently have, Mr. Chairman, do you have amendment number one before you?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I would like to withdraw amendment number one and instead offer amendment number two, which is the current amendment. What that does, this amendment now will direct $7,500, I believe, to Midwest Bike Share Incorporated, and also will devote $10,000 to the M7 Economic Development Program. Mr. Hardman has joined me from Midwest Bike Share, and I think he can tell you about the very exciting possibilities that Midwest Bike Share is going to bring to Milwaukee County. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Haas. Our guest, Mr. Hardman?
Yes.
Excellent. Would you like to make any comments?
I would. I recognize you have a full agenda. I'll make my comments brisk. Supervisor Haas and Supervisor Jurczyk for offering this amendment. Despite our aspirational name, I represent Midwest Bike Share, Inc. We are solely a Milwaukee County-based nonprofit organization that is working solely to launch a large-scale bike sharing system in Milwaukee County. Bike sharing is here to stay. At the end of this year, 35 major U.S. cities will have a large-scale system. Bike sharing really isn't about the bike. It's about creating a convenient, simple, easy, and healthy transportation option for very short urban trips. So somebody takes the bus to a bus stop, hop on a bike share bike, gets to work. Somebody is at work and goes to a restaurant. Bike sharing has been proliferating across this country because it fills a void in our transportation choices for those very short trips. Too long to walk, too short to drive, or too short to take some other form of transportation. Our vision, and this is based on what we see in peer cities like Minneapolis, is a system of in excess of 100 stations. Each of those stations provides another choice for people. And to that end, we've attracted nearly $2 million of capital funding, primarily with working through the city of Milwaukee. Other municipalities have come on board, the city of Wauwatosa, where I live, the village of Shorewood, and the city of West Allis have all applied for a $500,000 federal grant. That would be an additional $1.5 million. And maybe most profoundly, we have raised to support our operations nearly $1 million privately. Public-private partnership, I'm sure, gets thrown about quite often in this committee and elsewhere. Bike sharing has truly become, we haven't even launched yet, a public-private partnership. And I should also say that partnership comes in many fashions. We've had great, great results working closely with County Parks. County Parks has great locations across the county, and we've worked closely with Director Dargle and his team on long-term planning to place bike stair stations at county parks and other county land. In August, we will be launching a website and really be going public with our campaign for bike sharing, and we'll be getting a 6 to 8 stations on the ground. This will be a pre-launch stations, so you'll see in August bike sharing on the ground. And this is called a pre-launch because we're looking forward to early next year launching an additional 25 to 35 stations.
And where are the 8 locations?
They'll all be within the Central Business District. One of the key paradigms with bike sharing, it's no different than bus stops. They need to be close to one another. So these 8 stations, you can only go so far. But when these 25 to 35 additional stations, we'll be able to start stretching outside of the Central Business District.
Okay. Thank you. Any comments from committee before we vote on the amendment?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Well, we went through this last month. I was just, or some of us were concerned about what our initial idea was behind this. And to refresh my memory, would Mr. Chairman, could I be called Mr. Teague Whaley Smith up to just see on, I'm sure about the change of monies here, and has that hurt our membership? And I wanted to be clear on that because I thought we talked about that last time too. I have nothing against the Midwest Bike. Obviously, looks wonderful, but I'm not sure where we're going here, I guess. So would that be okay, Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, excuse me, thank you very much for the opportunity to present this file and speak on this amendment. So what you have here is historically there have been several memberships that are critical to the success of Milwaukee County's economic development efforts. And we have historically placed those in our 2013 budget. Those were carried over into our 2014 budget, and then there was a decision made by the comptroller that some of these indicated that they were not just technical memberships, but also were, in a sense, making a policy statement that the county wants to be a part of these efforts. And that warranted a separate county board resolution or a specific line item in the budget. We have corrected this item going forward by putting in our budget narrative where these membership dollars are going and contributions are going. But for the 2014 year, the opinion was that we needed a separate resolution. We presented that resolution last time. There were two issues or two of the memberships that the board is tweaking by this amendment. One is that we had listed the fiscal agent of the M7 effort as the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce. As the fiscal agent for Milwaukee 7, and that caused some confusion. So this clarifies that confusion, indicates that this is directly related to the Milwaukee 7 effort, particularly the workforce development work, and that it is being funded through Milwaukee Development Corporation rather than the MMAC. So we are still proud members of the Milwaukee 7 and continue to rely on their economic development support as they rely on us for what we are able to bring to the table. The other one was the Aerotropolis Initiative, and it sounds like from a board perspective that was not prime for a membership this particular cycle. So there was a decision made to reallocate those funds to Midwest Bike Share. I have met with Kevin previously, certainly support his efforts that he's doing, and the administration has no problems with this amendment.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Supervisor Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of Amendment 2.
And we have a motion to move approval of Amendment 2.
I move to adopt Amendment 2.
Move to adopt. No other comments from committee? Oh, we do have a comment from committee, Supervisor.
Well, I'm not going to support the amendment. Last month, we did discuss this quite a great length. We had someone here from Aerotropolis. We had someone here from M7. I asked a question about you really want to be partners, partnerships. I had a lot of head nodding. I never received a phone call from either organization. And obviously, in this amendment, one's getting nothing and one's getting $10,000. So I never heard from M7, never heard from the administration on this about partnerships. So my questions were never answered. My concerns were never answered. This amendment doesn't address them, so I'm just not going to support it.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor Taylor. Any other comments? Looks like we are done with comments. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the amendment, please.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Taylor.
No.
Rainey.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
4 ayes, 1 no. The amendment prevails.
Thank you, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Chair, I move approval of the item as amended.
Do you have a motion, Madam Clerk?
I move to adopt as amended. Pardon me, Mr.
Move
Chair.
Move to adopt. No, that's all right. Please call the roll for full approval of the item.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Taylor.
No.
Rainey.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
4 ayes, 1 no. The motion to recommend adoption as amended prevails.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Thank you, Supervisor Haas. Please go ahead and call and read item 2.